everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything, and also hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And share this episode and podcast with someone you love that could use more health and wellness tips in their lives. Last week, we talked about treadmill. So if you want to learn about the treadmill and just kind of all the benefits of it, not having to go outside, it's a great workout to do when it's cold. We talk about various workouts you can do, such as the 12-3-30, and also what happens to your body breaking down if you don't take time to at least walk each day. So if you want to learn more about that, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about noises, basically. I'm sure everybody's heard of white noise, pink noise, but there's actually a whole range of color noises that can really benefit your health, from really promoting better sleep, also improving focus. These noises can really be a powerful tool in your health and wellness toolkit. So we are going to break it down for you guys today, define each of the noises, how each one can help you, and get you all those details.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, actually, we did an episode on music and its impact on our health. Music, we know, has a great impact on our health and our memory, our mood that we have. And a lot of why music has that impact is because of those frequencies and the noises that they are playing. So we're not talking about songs with words on this episode. We're talking about simple noises. So noises in general have significant positive impacts on our health. It, again, reduce stress, and we have improved focus, enhanced mood. They promote that relaxation that my husband was saying, and it does this by creating that sense of calm and tranquility in our lives. A lot of noises, again, bring us back or spark memories that we have that are happy memories, or maybe a location where we felt very calm, remembering the noise as we hear it. They also have sound therapy. I don't know if any of you listen to Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but one of the Jenner sisters, I believe, Kendall, she had a sound therapy session in one of the episodes, and that's where you have those bowls that are made of some sort of glass, and it makes a sound, different frequency noises as you tap the glass and then circle around with the instrument that they have. So sound therapy is, I think, growing more in popularity. A lot of people are wanting to do sound therapy, and here's some of the reasons of why. Various noises, like nature sounds. So thinking of like waves, the wind, birds, just listening to those noises. So having your earbuds in and listening to nature sounds actually will decrease our stress, anxiety. It promotes that feeling of calmness. And we associate that a lot of times with those environments of being calm. So think of like if you've ever been camping, the noises that you'll hear, the crickets, the fire crackling, having that just as a noise, whether it is to de-stress through the afternoon, or maybe you have like a 5-minute break or a 10-minute break. Put your earbuds in, listen to nature sounds can help bring you back to that memory of being somewhere warm or at a campsite or something that makes you really happy. So that's nature sounds. And then the different colored noise sounds. So white noise, I know we all are probably familiar with this white noise. That's like the fan that's going in the background. So it's like a lower frequency of noise. But it's used to mask distracting sounds in our environment. So one of the reasons people like to play it while they are sleeping or like to fall asleep is because it's masking the other sounds that you hear at night. So cars that are driving, your husband that snores. Yo. The cats outside, any of those noises, he doesn't snore, by the way, just saying. Any of those noises that you're hearing naturally in your environment, cracking of the floorboards, things like that, the white noise tunes those out. So white noise aids in sleep by blocking out external noises and disturbances. And then pink noise, which is an even lower frequency of sound. When I heard the pink noise, I was like, ooh. So this, not all of these colored noises are going to be for you. Kind of play around and see which one you like best. But the pink noise is a lower frequency sound, and it's beneficial for sleeping as well, but then also memory consolidation. So being able to take what you've done throughout the day, and then you're consolidating it in your memory, right? You're gonna be able to recall those memories from the day a lot better by listening to pink noise. Brown noise, that's that even deeper, lower, rich frequency. This one was a favorite of mine when listening to the different colored noises. It's helpful for relaxation, also helpful for focus, and kind of soothes you to be able to do that focus that you need to. And then the last noise that I have is humming. So the act of humming, us ourselves humming or listening to someone hum, can stimulate our own vagus nerve, which is that the nervous system, right? That leads to stress reduction and relaxation. So I think of the meditations that I remember growing up of like the old fashioned, your hands are like this and you're seated cross and you'll just like think of a word or like and that's your hum. There's something actually to it. That humming helps with that relaxation as you're going through that meditation.
All right, I found a couple of additional noises that you didn't mention. Yeah. Blue noise, which is essentially the opposite of pink noise, that has a higher frequency. And it's a sharper, more energetic sound, so a lot of people find it useful for boosting alertness or focus. And then also violet noise, which I think coincides to a little bit about what you were talking with Kendall. Even higher in frequency than blue noise, violet noise has a very high-pitched, almost hissing quality. And it's less common, but it can be used for certain therapeutic applications. Mm-hmm. So those are the other two additional noises I had.
Yeah, and so just some reminders as you get into listening to different noises. Just be mindful of like the level that you have that noise on. Obviously, loud noises can be damaging to our ears and often contributes to stress. So if like the pink noise for me, I knew wouldn't help me. I just felt it right away. So I knew like this one wasn't for me. With that, there is going to be individual preference. Some types of sound will be beneficial for other people. So kind of play around with the different noises, see which ones might be most beneficial to you. And then also the desired outcome for that noise. So if I'm trying to have more energy listening to brown noise or white noise, probably wouldn't be the most appropriate noise to listen to at that time. So again, being mindful of your personal preference in the noises and the outcome that you're looking to get from listening. And then sound therapy, start adding it maybe once a week to a meditation that you're doing, having those the different noises in the background. I downloaded an app called Calm. So Calm, Calm. It has those different noises built in already, and it also has the naturescape noises, so like the crickets, the fire, the rain, thunderstorms. They have those different sounds, so just experiment throughout your meditation this week and see what noises you like best.
All right. Yeah, a lot of great benefits there, such as improving sleep quality, do stress reduction, enhance focus and concentration. So definitely find the noise that works for you. But also there are certain noises that are associated with each one, like white noises typically for the sleep and so on and so forth. Another thing that I found in my research that I thought was interesting was tinnitus relief. So for those suffering from tinnitus, which is a condition that you maybe have some ringing or some kind of buzzing in your ears, white noise can be especially helpful. It really masks kind of all those external noises that my wife was mentioning earlier. And also pink or brown noise, while not as common as a resolution, some find that to help with their tinnitus as well. So those frequencies can help improve that. So yeah, a lot of great benefits there and a lot of great ways to improve your health by incorporating those noises into your lifestyle. So make sure that you follow Superhumanistic on all socials. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, and share this podcast with someone that you love to help share health and wellness tips. So the next time you're struggling to sleep, you need a bit of focus, or you just want to relax, start incorporating some of these noises into your routine so you can become more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.